Governor Mike DeWine has unveiled a slate of gun control proposals in the wake of the deadly mass shooting in Dayton this weekend. This represents a dramatic shift in the public attitude of Ohio leaders when it comes to gun policies. When DeWine came to Dayton Sunday to memorialize the people killed that morning, he got a message from the crowd.
Do something!
You're here tonight.
The chant eventually drowned out DeWine's remarks. At a press conference yesterday, DeWine said that moment was not lost on him, saying they were angry, and he's angry too.
Some chanted, "Do something." And they were absolutely right.
DeWine went on to roll out 17 different initiatives to reduce gun violence in Ohio. They include a so-called red flag law, which allows a judge to confiscate firearms from someone who poses a threat to themselves or others. His plan would also expand background checks, strengthen penalties on crimes involving guns, and increase access to mental health treatment. DeWine says there's no magic solution to stopping gun violence.
But I can tell you this. If we do these things, it will matter. If we do these things, it will make us safer.
Critics say these measures should have been introduced earlier, and while DeWine says they've been working on it, he admits the Dayton shooting is playing a role.
Look, we're all human. Tragedy focuses you, and it was time to get them out.
Since 2011, Republicans have controlled the Ohio House, Senate, and Governor's Office, with little to no interest in passing strong gun regulations. Former Governor John Kasich did push for some of these measures in his last year in office, but that came after signing many pro-gun bills into law. State Senator Cecil Thomas and other Democrats have spent years introducing bills that reflect what DeWine is now calling for.
The Republicans got to step up. They've got to do some self-evaluation of their values. You know, people are dying. People are suffering from all of this.
Republican Senator Peggy Lehner of the Dayton area says she will no longer be timid in expressing her support for common sense regulation.
To put a gun in the hands of someone who is mentally ill and has ill will towards other people is not protecting our constitutional rights. It's just plain foolish. It's stupid.
Republican lawmakers have emphasized passing pro-gun policies, such as expanding the ability to carry concealed weapons in daycares, college campuses, and parts of airports. And they've been pushing to allow people to carry concealed weapons without permits or training. But when it comes to DeWine's proposed regulations, despite the mounting public pressure, Senate Republican spokesperson John Fortney says legislators need to take their time.
The fact is, results count. You can't have an unconstitutional law or an ineffective law passed because it does nothing than to protect the public. If it's more important to score political points just to pass a law and pat yourself on the back, you're dishonoring the dead.
Chris Doerr, with the group Ohio Gun Owners, is staunchly opposed to DeWine's red flag law, which the governor called a safety protection order.
He can call that pig what he wants to. He can put as much lipstick on it, but a safety protection order is still a red flags order. You're still not convicted of a crime.
While Doerr says DeWine goes too far, there are gun regulation advocates that are pushing for even more, such as a ban on assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. DeWine acknowledges the divide in the wake of the mass shootings.
We might have some differences. We should never forget that what holds us together as Americans, as Ohioans, is so much greater than any differences.
DeWine plans to spend time reaching out to Republican leaders in the House and Senate to try and bridge the divide to build support for his proposals. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.